I'm sorry for being late. I completely missed the slot. So thank you for the opportunity to present to switch. So I'm Mario Domaraki from CERN, and I would like to give you an update of CERN WRTC and the
Sorry,
video at
the
CERN.
presentation disappeared somehow. Please
Can you
try
see the
again
presentation?
the
And also
presentation. Move your mic closer to your mouth.
better?
Yeah, it is. But the presentation is still not
Okay.
here. You cannot see.
Check.
If not, then Peter maybe has the.
It's all
Okay, now it's okay.
you can see it? Okay.
Yeah?
Good. So I will talk about the video at CERN WRTC development and what we are planning. So first, let's start with the video at CERN. Just to give you a few numbers. Currently on video, we have more than 22,000 users registered. We have capacity of 1,600 simultaneous connections. We have 11 phone accesses, and we have capacity of 12 simultaneous recording. So how our infrastructure looks like? So we have two portals, redundant. They are running two tenants, one for CERN and one for Switch. We have 22 video routers around the world in tier one centers. Then for the HU3 connections, we have 13 gateways so the people can join with the room system. As I mentioned, 11 phone accesses, and this year we added six WebRTC servers, and we have one video replay. In terms of usage, so usually we have around 700 concurrent calls on video. The peak is around 4 p.m. when the 4 or 5 p.m. when the US wakes up and join the certain meetings. In terms of connections, we are around 4,000 daily. So we have pretty extensive usage of the video. If you are looking on the minutes in video conference, so in average we have around 4 million minutes per month, and around almost 9,000 meetings per month. So and you see that the usage is more or less stable. It only drops in the summer where there is not too much usage. In terms of OS, we are a bit different than the companies, but probably have a similar use case. So Windows is like 20% of the clients. The same is for Linux. Then we have like 50% that connects from macOS. What is interesting is that the mobile, the connection from mobile is very low. It's 4% if you count the Android and iOS devices. So our users are really connecting only from the desktop. They are not moved to the mobile. Yesterday I was on the video user group meeting, and there were presentation from the companies, and basically there that they were showing completely different things, that really people are moving to the to mobile devices, tablets, which I don't see in video conference and neither in a webcast. So let's move to CERN WebRTC. We develop our own clients against the video API. The main reason to do that was that we want to have our own layout for our community, and we wanted to control who can access the WebRTC. The other reason was that to have a control is that we don't have the full the big capacity. Currently we have two balancer session managers plus four media servers, which give us around 60 concurrent calls. And we still didn't announce it widely in our community, and we are using basically to for the Linux users, so the problematic that cannot connect with the video desktop. Because video recently they dropped the support for Linux, so the new video desktop releases are only for Windows and Mac, And we agreed with them that we will replace it with a WebRTC. So the main idea is that when the Linux user will join the video, they will be prompted immediately to our WebRTC client. So on the screenshot you can see how it looks like. So the on the left it's a page where the people currently will need to put the invite link pin if it's required, and they can put their name. And when they join the meeting, they see the layout as you can see on the right side. I will show you later in the demo. So what are our future plans? We'll adapt to the new WebRTC API, which will come this quarter and beginning of 2017. Video release, we're going to release new client Neo. Well, actually they released it yesterday with the new video video router and video portal. So the next plan they have is to have a native WebRTC support across all elements of the infrastructure, from the gateways to the router. So introduce also the VP9 on the servers. And in October, we should have the SAML authentication for WebRTC clients. They work a lot on the API, so everyone will be able to customize the clients as they wish. So this is our plan to continue develop our own WebRTC client. What's next? As I said, to continue with the integration, but the most important is to increase the capacity. So in January 2017, basically video will move WebRTC on the routers. So the people will connect not centrally as we have now, that we have six WebRTC routers, but they will connect to the routers directly. So if you connect from US, you will be connected to the router in US. So it will not be centralized. And also the turn and stun server will be installed on each router. So with the 22 routers, we have a very nice capacity for the WebRTC clients. But before that, we will try to put this as a default client for Linux. So this we plan to do still this year, especially when the people are joining from Indico. Indico is our tool for managing meetings and conferences, and there is a plugin for video where the people have a join button. And when they will click on this join button, they will be, if they are on Linux, they will be redirected directly to the WebRTC client. The other initiative that we have here at CERN about the WebRTC is to have a WebRTC phone. So currently we are replacing the Alcatel PBX with the software PBX. And we found out that this will be a good opportunity to work on the project that the people, instead of using the soft phone, like SIP phone softwares, that they will connect with the WebRTC. We are still in pilot and checking the possibilities, especially for the SIP to HTTP/3 SIP to WebRTC gateways. But we already create some first tests and layouts, as you can see. So we would like to have the phone to be like mail. So when you log in from your phone or from the desktop, you will be able to receive the phone calls or to call anyone. Okay, let's switch to demo. I will show you just our WebRTC client. Let me just change the presentation to the desktop. Can you see the browser? Yes. So when the people go to videowebrtc.web.center.ch, firstly they will have some quick check. Basically, we are checking if the WebRTC is supported, if the microphone is present, if the session manager is online. When everything is fine, they will see this page. In the current WebRTC API, there is no authentication, so every single user is connecting as a guest, but we already add some login, so if you connect with the SSO, it will prefill automatically your name. You can test, we have a cafe room, so we put a like, test room, which we will try. Otherwise, you put your invite link that you receive here. You put the pin if required, and then you join the meeting. So in a meeting, you will see basically the participants on down with the presentation. You have a chat. You have a, this is a group chat. Then you can have a, the private chat. So you can hide all the elements if you want. So like this, you can, if you have a presentation, you can see the presentation on the full screen. Then you can detach the presentation and put it in a different window. For instance, well, you will not see it, but let me if I change to the screen. So as you can see, if you click on the presentation. I have it in a separate window, and I can put it on the full screen if I want, so the people can follow the presentation. And of course, they can mute audio, video. They can share on the present, they can do start sharing. They have a thumbnails of what they can share. And they can change the layout if they wish to. So let's quit. When you quit, you are back in the WebRTC client. Okay, I was trying to be quick to not take a lot of time, especially that we are being late. So if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you very much. And if there is any question remotely, then please go ahead. From here in the room. So if I'm correct, then it is in production for Linux users. And do you experience any issues with this installation, and what are the experiences with the Linux BSD, whatever kind of operating system users?
So we are receiving very positive feedback. It works very well. The people are very happy. They don't need to download anything. That just putting the link and they are in the meeting. We don't have the big usage yet because we didn't announce it widely. So this will happen in probably in 1 or 2 months. We want to put it like a default client for Linux, and then we will see the usage. But already we have users on mostly on Ubuntu, on CentOS. And it works perfectly on Chrome and Firefox. Of course, the quality is not as good as if you are using the video desktop, because on video desktop they have much more control about the network, and they are using the H.264 SVC there. But in general, the quality should be much better because of the VP9.
Okay. Are you getting rid of the desk phones completely?
This is the idea. So right now we are at the first stage, we'll go for the Sky for Business for Windows and Mac. And for the Linux users, we will use the SIP clients. And in parallel, we will pilot the WebRTC phone.
Okay.
And we'll see if the people are going to use it or not, if they're happy. But we'll still need to find the proper architecture and solution for that. Because to have a client, it's not very difficult, as you know. But to have a scalable infrastructure for the WebRTC, this will be challenging, especially if you want to have, like, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000 concurrent calls.
I was just asking because last time when I visited CERN, you still had those public phone booths on the wall over.
Yeah. So the idea is to replace it with the IP phones. So we have already IP phones, and probably will, for some use cases, we will keep them. But we would like to really push users to use the soft phones as much as they can, because to replacing the analog phones with the IP phones will be very expensive.
Okay. Thank you very much to come and